Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's top three stories.
Good afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryant, Austin Price in with you on this Thursday afternoon. Number one, this is one of the top stories we're following for you this afternoon. There was another blaze at the ECUA materials recycling facility. We call it the MRF. Officials say a lithium-ion battery is to blame as the cause of that fire Wednesday in Beulah. ECUA staff, along with the Escambia County Fire Rescue, quickly responded and suppressed that fire. All recycling operations back online today. There were no injuries reported.
And Washington Prime Group has shed its portfolio following Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So now 10 Florida retail centers are up for sale, including University Town Plaza. This move includes retailers like JCPenney and Academy Sports, as well as several restaurants like Texas Roadhouse, Bubba's 33, and Moe's Southwest Grill.
They all sound good to me. And here's number three. Escambia County is moving forward with plans to upgrade the area on Pensacola Beach, where the toll booths are now standing. County officials want to include a new architectural arch that resembles a sailfish fin. Really nice looking. The total cost for the new gateway project is estimated to be $6.3 million to $7.5 million. That does include $2 million for roadway improvements, as well as additional landscaping and lighting for $800,000 to $2 million. Commissioners will consider the approval of the design cost at their May 1st board meeting.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, Escambia animal welfare officers have located and rescued the abused dog that was at the center of a recent viral video. You know the dog I'm talking about. Yeah, mm-hmm. The guy's name was Charles Thornton II. He was arrested and charged with cruelty toward an animal after a video of him beating the animal was circulated on social media. I must tell you, though, after further review of that video, it was determined he was not beating the dog with a board, but it was one of those prawn leaves. You know, they're very lightweight and things like that. It still doesn't make an excuse for what he did.
Oh, no.
The dog's name is Tupac and will soon be available for adoption.
All right. And a Pensacola man is charged with child abuse after allegedly beating two girls tying them to a chair and beating them with a switch after they got in trouble at school. 67-year-old Ray Benjamin was arrested earlier this month. The report says the incident happened last Wednesday after the girls had been suspended from school. When the small stick he was using broke, he reportedly began hitting the girls with a belt. One of the girls was able to free herself and ran for help. Both girls were taken to a hospital to be treated for injuries.
80-year-old Arthur Harbison of Pace has been charged with 20 counts of child porn possession. According to the arrest report, deputies received a cyber tip last July linking him to child porn files. Some children were as young as 2 years of age. He was released from the Santa Rosa County Jail on a $200,000 bond.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, looking at the roads here, did have a lot of backups on I-10 if you were traveling eastbound, passing Escambia Bay, heading towards Avalon Boulevard, but those issues have cleared out. Also had an accident on Highway 98. This is if you were traveling westbound towards Bower Road. Unfortunately, that congestion has not cleared. Still got some heavy backups there, but that seems to be all that's bothering you right now. As for the weather, we're sitting at 78 degrees, low of 67 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 81, partly cloudy with a low of 65.
Here's your top state story. This hour.
Brevard Public Schools here in the state are not renewing the contract of a teacher, Melissa Calhoun. Deborah Valentine has more on this story.
The English teacher used a 17-year-old student's preferred name to reflect gender identity in violation of state law. Dozens of students and parents showed up in support of Calhoun at the board's Tuesday night meeting, demanding her contract be renewed.
I think it's really awful that just for respecting someone, you know, all of this has happened.
The board voted 4-1 against renewing Calhoun's contract. Board member John Thomas.
This is a case of poor judgment, mistake.
Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
And the state handing out millions of dollars for infrastructure improvements and workforce training. Governor Ron DeSantis announced yesterday the Florida Job Growth Grant Fund is distributing over $14 million for projects that will advance key industries. DeSantis says Florida's Job Growth Grant Fund drives economic development by supporting critical infrastructure projects and expanding workforce training opportunities at the local level.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is a beauty of a day. Temps kind of hovering around that 80-degree mark. No mention of rain, so it's looking really good out there. A Florida father has been sentenced to life in prison for killing his son, and Matt Murphy has an explanation.
And will spend the rest of his life in prison for the killing of his 6-year-old son. Larry Rhodes Jr., now 25, was convicted of first-degree murder and multiple counts of child abuse. Authorities say Rhodes and the boy's mother, Bianca Blaze, became enraged after the child drank from a toilet inside their Osceola County motel room in 2022. Investigators say the couple beat the boy, with Rhodes delivering fatal blows to his head and stomach. The child died days later from blunt force trauma. Blaze pleaded guilty last year to manslaughter and child neglect. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
And today, Senator Rick Scott joined Venezuelan community leaders in Tampa for a rally advocating for freedom and democracy in the nation. He's been a strong supporter of the Venezuelan people, particularly after Nicolas Maduro's regime stole the recent election from rightful President Edmundo Gonzalez. Scott says he continues to push for accountability through initiatives like the Bolivar Act and the Stop Maduro Act.
All right, Florida could see a black bear hunt in December as FWC considers new proposals to manage the bear population. The agency is collecting online public comments until May the 7th. The next FWC meeting will be May 21st through 22nd down in Ocala.
And a directive from the Trump administration to public school districts being partially blocked just a day after the Palm Beach County School Board voted to drop its DEI policies. One board member named Edwin Ferguson voted no to the idea, believing that the administration wouldn't go through with threats of pulling funds. New Hampshire federal judge Landia McCafferty, that is an Obama appointee, ruled today that the Trump directive erodes the foundational principles that separate the U.S. from totalitarian regimes.
All right, let's not forget about those sales tax holidays. They're coming up pretty quick here. Be sure and take advantage of this. You can save yourself a lot of bucks. 39 days and counting, the disaster preparedness tax holiday, June 2nd through 15th. Freedom Month holiday, July 1st through 31st. The back-to-school tax holiday, August 1st through 10th. Skilled worker tax holiday, August 29th through September 7th. And the hunting season tax holiday, September 15th through October 19th.
And a 9-year-old boy's Post-it note is leading to the arrest of his stepmother. According to Miami police, the boy wrote, "Please help us," on the note. He also told an interviewer that 25-year-old Katrina Carrillo gave several beatings to him and his brother. Carrillo denied accusations before being arrested. The note also prompted the Florida Department of Children and Families to protect the boys from her.
Also want to remind you, just starting in 13 days on May 7th, you must have a real ID-compliant state-issued driver's license or state ID card if you want to take a domestic flight. The easiest alternatives are to use a valid passport or passport card. Now, if you have one of those, you can use it for identification at TSA checkpoints. Children under 18 do not need identification when traveling within the U.S.
All righty, 619 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. In just a few minutes, we'll get you a top rundown of everything happening across the nation today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
It will be a beautiful day in the neighborhood on Saturday, April 26th, when WSRE hosts Be My Neighbor Day. Bring the kids from 10 to 2 to the WSRE Amos studio, where they'll meet Daniel Tiger and enjoy free family fun focused on early learning, health, and safety, and the neighborly values of Mr. Rogers. Visit WSRE.org/events to learn more. Sponsored in part by the Florida Prepaid College Board, State Farm, covering Florida, and the Lastinger Center for Learning at the University of Florida.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's a shame, 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 the way you run my life. But you always insist on another little twist of the night.
Pensacola Right Now, with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All right, 6:23, News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has the numbers along with the market results.
Stocks finishing higher for a third straight session as investors digest a new crop of earnings reports, trade headlines, and economic data. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors closed in the green, with tech leading the charge. Consumer staples lagged. Shares of Texas Instruments jumped over 6% after the chipmaker provided a revenue forecast for the June quarter. However, shares of PepsiCo fell 5% after the beverage and snack maker delivered a disappointing quarter. The Dow winners, Microsoft, Salesforce, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow Kleiners, IBM, Procter & Gamble, and McDonald's. The Dow rising 487 points, the Nasdaq higher by 458, S&P 500 up 109, and exiting correction territory. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And the Vatican says over 90,000 people have visited St. Peter's Basilica to pay homage to Pope Francis. The 88-year-old died Monday after suffering a stroke, of course. His body will lie in state until tomorrow evening, and his funeral will be held Saturday. The Vatican confirms about 50 heads of state, including President Trump, will be there.
6:25, News Radio 92.3. President Donald Trump is upping the pressure on Ukraine and to accept his plans for peace, even after a Russian missile and drone attack happening last evening on the Ukraine capital. Rich Edson is at the White House this afternoon.
Russia launched another massive strike on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. Ukrainian officials say the attacks killed at least 10 people and injured dozens more. The president says he was not happy with Russia. Despite Russia's persistent attacks, the president says he believes Putin will listen to him and stop the bombing. This week, the president has leaned on Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to accept his administration's parameters for peace, essentially freezing battle lines, barring Ukraine from joining NATO, potentially recognizing Crimea as Russian, in return for what critics say are vague security guarantees. As for Crimea, the president said that was ceded in 2014 when Russia took over the territory then.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll continue with your national notes in just a moment. But first, the roads aren't looking too bad here. Still have some backups on Highway 98. If you're traveling westbound towards Bower Road, there was an accident there earlier this hour, or earlier this afternoon, rather, that is still causing some heavy congestion. Also, as for the weather, 78 degrees, low of 67 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be partly cloudy, high of 81, low of 65.
Radio 92.3, mortgage rates are holding steady today and just below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting, average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.94%. Average rate on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 6.29%. Now, I say this, as home sales are dropping last month, as prices rise, for the 21st consecutive month, Jerry Willis has those numbers for us.
4.02 total sales in the month, but that is down 5.9% month to month and down 2.4% year over year. Barbara Corcoran, founder of Corcoran Group, said economic uncertainty and Trump's tariffs are undermining confidence among potential buyers.
People at home are worried about their futures and nervous about everything, and the last thing they do is want to make a large commitment to anything.
Though Trump's announcement of tariffs didn't occur until April 2nd, he vowed to raise tariffs as early as his first day in office.
And the Trump Organization's online store selling Trump 2028 merchandise, a shirt with Trump 28 printed across the chest with rewrite the rules inside parentheses below, is available for $36. And a Trump 2028 hat also available for $50. Last month, President Trump told NBC News during a phone interview that he's not joking about the possibility of a third term and added that it's far too early to think about it. But he said there are methods to which you could do it.
Okay, News Radio 92.3. If you're a vet needing free benefits, they're now available. The Escambia County Vet Services Office providing assistance at no charge. The appointment is required. Got to remember that one, 850-595-2409. That's the number to do it. You can visit VSO at myescambia.com or do it in person, 3363 West Park Place in the Escambia County Central Office Complex. Not much change in the job market. I'm looking here right now in the latest readings. Jenny Casola takes a look at those numbers.
New claims for unemployment benefits were up by a modest 6,000 last week at 222,000, remaining close to recent levels. It's a sign layoffs continue to remain subdued. The number matched forecasts. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits in the previous week, declined 37,000 to 1.84 million. Though cooling sentiment on the economy has raised concerns that businesses will pull back on hiring, companies appear to be holding on to current staff with little change for now, essentially freezing the job market. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And a federal judge pausing parts of an executive order issued by President Trump aimed at changing election laws. The judge says Trump doesn't have the authority to require proof of citizenship for voters in federal elections. The ruling maintains that this authority rests with Congress and the states instead. The judge opted not to block another provision of the executive order that withholds federal funding from states that don't comply with a deadline for mail-in ballots.
Well, here's something to remember. We are not alone. Another space launch for China. CJ Papa has more.
First, the countdown. Then, lift off from the Gobi Desert in northwestern China. Three Chinese astronauts headed to China's own space station to replace the current crew slated to return to Earth in the same spaceship. The communist nation planning another big step in the space race with a crewed mission to the moon and exploration of Mars. China's space agency landed an explorer on Mars and a rover on the less explored far side of the moon and wants to put a person on the moon before 2030. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And Americans being ripped off by cyber criminals at record amounts. A new report from the FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center says scammers and cyber criminals stole a record $16.6 billion from Americans last year. That's a 33% increase from 2023. A spokesperson for the FBI Cyber Division says they received over 850,000 claims of scams, fraud, and internet crimes in 2024.
Hey, I just wanted to update you on this story. 31-year-old Brannon Bateman of Molino has been sentenced by Judge Linda Nobles to 25 years in state prison to be followed by 25 years sexual offender probation. It began 10 years ago when Bateman began forcing a 5-year-old girl to have sexual contact with him and watch pornographic videos on his phone. He was also accused of abusing another 6-year-old girl. The girl told her parents, but guess what? They didn't believe her.
Golly,
got a nice forecast coming up. Austin Price all over that one.
Yeah.
This next hour. Just about 6:30, News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on this afternoon.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump and some of his cabinet members met with the Norwegian Prime Minister in the Oval Office today, where peace talks with Russia and Ukraine were discussed. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
We've shown them the finish line. We need both of them to say yes. But what happened last night with those missile strikes should remind everybody of why this war needs to end.
Rubio referring to a Russian attack against Kiev that killed at least 12 people. A trade and tariff deal with China does not appear imminent, but the Trump administration says negotiations went well with another country. Fox's Grady Trimble reports.
One country that seems eager to make a deal, according to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, is South Korea. He says he met with the South Koreans today, and it sounds like it went better than expected.
South Koreans came early. They came with their A game, and we will see if they follow through on that.
America is listening to Fox News.
Staying healthy after 65 just got easier with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. This means more time with your care team and appointments, more focus on your health needs, plus daily group activities and access to an on-site fitness center. Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Accepting patients at 9 Mile Road with a new location on Mobile Highway now open. Visit Ochsner.org/65plus-Pensacola.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Darrell Sewing of Pensacola. Darrell Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call him today, 850-438-5444. Darrell Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Hey, all the way. The Pensacola Navy Days 4K is Saturday, May 10th. This fun run starts at Plaza de Luna and runs up Palafox, along Bayfront to Veterans Park, and back to Plaza de Luna. Registrants receive a commemorative Pensacola Navy Days challenge coin and race t-shirt. You can run or walk, and when you return to Plaza de Luna, you can celebrate with a beverage and stick around for the Family Fun Fest. Register now at PensacolaNavyDays.com. That's PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
All righty, getting us started here. ECUA suspects a lithium-ion battery caused a fire on Wednesday afternoon, taking place at their materials recycling facility, Indy Perdido Landfill. Recycling operations continued today, though, and the blaze reportedly caused no injuries.
Okay, three important stories you need to know this hour. Number two, American Cruise Lines, one of the nation's leading luxury cruise companies. Well, they plan to begin service out of Pensacola in March 2026. The new Gulf Coast itinerary will take passengers through six ports of call from Pensacola, Mobile, Biloxi, Ocean Springs, Pascagoula, on to New Orleans over the course of an eight-day, seven-night trip where passengers will be able to explore the Gulf Coast.
And your third and final top three story, University Town Plaza, among 10 Florida retail centers now for sale as owner Washington Prime Group sheds its portfolio following a Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The move includes layoffs at their Columbus headquarters and the sale of half their properties. The University Plaza includes major retailers like JCPenney and Academy Sports, as well as several restaurants such as Texas Roadhouse, Bubba's 33, and Moe's Southwest Grill.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
I don't think I've ever seen that before. Blood on the head, all over the face. Come in, shoot the free throw, and obviously we'll check out now and get cleaned up.
It's as if Rocky Balboa came out to shoot the free throws.
Oh, man. Talk about a fan favorite. They love Porzingis. Here in Boston.
How can I not come out? Like, oh, I have 5 stitches. I can't play anymore. Like, no, like, my legs work. Everything works, you know? So, of course, I'm going to be out there. And as I said, you know me, I like these moments, you know. I come back out again and, you know, get a little love from the crowd, you know.
Boston Celtics center Kristaps Porzingis received 5 stitches on his forehead after he was bloodied on the face and his scalp after elbowed by Orlando's Goga Bitadze in Game 2 of their first-round playoff series on TNT. Porzingis scored 20 points. Jalen Brown had 36. Celtics, without Jason Tatum, beat the Magic 109-100 to take a 2-0 series lead. Wednesday was Jalen House Rock Night. After Jalen Brown scored 36 for Boston, Jalen Green scored 38 points for the Rockets, who beat the Warriors in Game 2, 109-94, series even 1-1. Golden State lost Jimmy Butler late in the first quarter to a pelvic contusion. Donovan Mitchell scored 30 points, led the Cavaliers over the Heat 121-112. Cleveland was up 19 points late third quarter before Miami got to within 2 late in the fourth. Then Donovan Mitchell scored 8 points in a row for the Cavs to put the game away. Stanley Cup playoffs, Dallas Stars won in overtime for the second game in a row. Tyler Seguin scored the game winner in Denver for a 2-1 Dallas win and 2-1 series lead. The Kings went up 2-0 on the Oilers, winning 6-2. Capitals lead the Canadiens 2-0 after a 3-1 victory. Chicago Bears Hall of Fame defensive tackle Steve McMichael's battle with ALS has ended. McMichael has died at age 67. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Well, former NFL star Shannon Sharpe says he's stepping away temporarily from his duties at ESPN after being accused of sexual assault. In a statement, Sharpe said the relationship in question was 100% consensual. The Pro Football Hall of Famer said that he will be devoting his time away from working in the media to his family instead. Sharpe said he plans to return to ESPN at the start of the NFL preseason. A 21-year-old woman claimed Sharpe raped her and abused her 2 different times in Las Vegas over the last year.
Big night for football aficionados. Yes, the 2025 NFL draft kicking off in just a few minutes from right now from Green Bay. Cleveland Browns quarterback and former University of Delaware quarterback Joe Flacco says he's pretty excited about the event this evening, adding it has changed a lot since he was in that draft years ago.
They bring a lot of guys to the draft now, so there's probably a little bit more pressure involved with that. Fortunately for a lot of the guys that are there now, they probably have a better idea of where they're going to be drafted than I did.
Golly, guy played for the Delaware Blue Hens. He talk about an underdog story. And speaking of veteran NFL talent, the Titans signing wide receiver Tyler Lockett. He announced Wednesday night the news. Lockett spent the first 10 seasons of his career with the Seahawks before he was released earlier this offseason. Last year, Lockett caught 49 passes for 600 yards and 2 touchdowns.
He was a member of arguably the most legendary defense in NFL history and then a well-known pro wrestler, Greg Thompson. Looks back on the life of Steve McMichael.
A family spokesperson confirming that Steve McMichael passed away Wednesday evening at the age of 67 following a battle with ALS and just a few hours after being moved to hospice care. The man they called Mongo was diagnosed back in 2021, but before that, he spent 13 seasons with the Chicago Bears, playing defensive tackle on the iconic 1985 team, which won the franchise's only Super Bowl, and he still has the second most sacks in team history. After retiring, he moved to wrestling, even teaming up with Ric Flair as part of WCW's famous Four Horsemen. McMichael was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame just last year and watched the ceremony from his bed at home, surrounded by his 1985 teammates, as his wife turned his head so that he could see his bust be unveiled. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook that knows how to treat you right. Please gamble responsibly. Two of the biggest storylines in the NFL draft are where will Shador Sanders land and the arm length of Will Campbell. So I talked to legendary offensive lineman Joe Thomas, who sounded off about the dopey criticism of short arms. Remember, Joe once had that same pre-draft criticism as well. And then when his Browns came up, Joe made it clear he wanted Travis Hunter at 2, but he would love to see Cleveland trade back up to get Shador Sanders. If that happens, he said it would be Cleveland's equivalent of winning a Super Bowl. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an Odds Boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your Odds Boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotion promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, a major beverage and snack company says it's seen the impact of tariff turmoil. Jenny Casola has an explanation for us.
PepsiCo, parent company of Pepsi-Cola, Frito-Lay Snacks, and Quaker Oats, is seeing demand for its products cooling. Snack food sales declined in recent months. CEO Ramon LaGuarta says consumer conditions in many markets remain subdued, inflation has strained budgets, and altered food shopping patterns. At the same time, it's costing the company more to ship products. Its recent quarter was disappointing, and PepsiCo is lowering expectations for this year. The company is expecting more volatility and uncertainty, particularly related to global trade developments, which it expects will increase its supply chain costs. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And New York State Attorney General Letitia James hiring a prominent defense attorney to fight mortgage fraud allegations made by the Trump administration. James will be represented by Abby Lowell, whose clients have included former President Biden's son Hunter. The Federal Housing Finance Agency sent a letter to U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi earlier this month that alleged James falsified records to get favorable home loans for a Virginia property that she claimed was her principal residence in 2023, despite the law requiring her primary residence be in New York.
Okay, parts of New York and Long Island could see poor air quality due to the ongoing New Jersey wildfires. They're terrible up there.
Yeah.
Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has a look at your Fox weather forecast.
Smoke from a large wildfire, over half contained now in New Jersey, is going to cause smoke and poor air quality for parts of New York and Long Island today. People with respiratory issues need to watch the forecast and stay inside as much as possible. Meanwhile, scattered storms are in the forecast for parts of the central and southern plains and along the Gulf Coast. Some thunderstorms could reach severe limits, but there will be a greater chance of widespread, strong, severe weather heading into Monday and Tuesday of next week. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And a bit more on that air quality alert being issued for some places in the Northeast. Yeah, it's hitting New York City as smoke blows in from that New Jersey wildfire. Fire crews continue to make progress on the Jones Road wildfire in Ocean County, which has destroyed over 13,000 acres since Tuesday morning. And it's about halfway contained, at least as of earlier today. Over 5,000 people were forced to evacuate because of the fire. Forest Service Fire Chief Bill Donnelly expects full containment possibly as soon as tomorrow night, with rain entering the forecast on Saturday morning.
6:43. News Radio 92.3, President Trump on Wednesday signed a list of executive orders and actions aimed at both higher education and K-12 schools. One of the actions aims at college and university organizations that have abused their authority by imposing discriminatory diversity, equity, and inclusion-based standards. The collection of orders also aimed to roll back the policies from the Biden administration. Another executive action warns that federal grants for universities could be revoked if schools do not complete full and timely disclosures of foreign funding.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. Still got some backups if you're traveling westbound on Highway 98 towards Bower Road, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, sitting at around 78 degrees, it's going to be a low of 67 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be partly cloudy, high of 81 and a low of 65.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Alphabet, the parent company to YouTube and Google, reporting stronger than expected first quarter growth today after the closing bell. Alphabet's search and advertising units are still showing strong growth despite AI competition heating up, according to its first quarter earnings report. The company's overall revenue grew 12% year over year, higher than the 10% that Wall Street had expected. The Trump administration says it will offer exemptions for some self-driving vehicles from from all safety requirements and will maintain rules requiring reporting of safety incidents involving those vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration saying it will continue its requirement that vehicles be equipped with that technology report their safety incidents. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow up nearly 500 points, the S&P adding more than 100, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ growing by 450. That's your Money Now.
Well, also going on the business front, Democratic attorneys general from 12 states have filed lawsuits against the Trump administration over the president's tariffs. Connecticut, Arizona, Illinois, Colorado, Minnesota, and Delaware have joined New York in the lawsuit, along with Maine, New Mexico, Oregon, Vermont, and Nevada. The attorneys general seeking a court order declaring the tariffs illegal, as one of them, from Arizona, Chris Mays, referred to Trump's tariffs as insane.
Okay, one tech company is looking to test self-driving trucks on the stretch of the 10 freeway in Texas. This is going to be interesting. Kevin Cork has an explanation.
The 200-mile stretch of Interstate 45 in the Lone Star State of Texas between Dallas and Houston will soon start seeing driverless trucks cruising right by. A Pittsburgh company called Aurora Innovation will start rolling out its first autonomous truck in the coming days. Now, they had been testing with a backup safety driver in the cab. For what it's worth, that part of I-45 is a very popular freight route in the Lone Star State, and the company's hoping to eventually expand.
And pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly suing four telehealth companies, accusing them of selling copycat versions of the weight loss drug Zepbound and diabetes treatment Mounjaro. The lawsuits filed Wednesday argue that Mochi Health, Fella Health, Willow Health, and Henry Meds have been deceiving customers with untested and unapproved drugs. Companies were allowed to offer some versions of drugs when there were shortages in 2022. That was supposed to stop last month after the FDA declared the shortage over, but some companies have tried to get around that by offering slightly different versions of popular drugs.
News Radio 92.3, we talked about the Chinese launching another crewed mission to the space station, to their space station.
Yeah.
They're becoming very, very aggressive here. China is also now touting its dominance in shipbuilding. Mike Tobin has the details.
In the race to dominate the seas, the U.S. is not in first place commercially and militarily. China has the most ships at sea. In fact, Tuesday, China flexed its dominance with a warship parade. China's People Liberation Army is celebrating 76 years of having a navy, and the gap is growing. From 2014 to 2023, China launched 157 warships, more than double the 67 christened by the U.S. Navy. The construction, particularly of U.S. Navy ships, has been slow and over budget. The Bipartisan Shipbuilding and Harbor Infrastructure for Prosperity and Security, or SHIPS Act, is intended to get domestic shipyards modernized and running again.
And confidence in President Trump's ability to handle the U.S. economy is dropping, at least according to some new polls. About 37% of Americans approve of what Trump has been doing so far. That's lower than any rating he got during his first term, according to a Reuters Ipsos poll that came out yesterday. That's a 14-point drop since November when he won the election. Meanwhile, a Pew Research Center poll that also came out yesterday found less than half are confident Trump can make good decisions about the economy.
I want to talk to you about law enforcement, local law enforcement here. FHP partnered with the Escambia Sheriff's Office and PPD to conduct a traffic enforcement detail that was designed to enhance roadway safety here in Pensacola. FHP officials confirmed the operation recorded 69 overall violations, 10 driving under the influence arrest, 2 drug arrests, 31 speeding citations, and 6 misdemeanor criminal traffic-related offenses.
All righty, good to know. It's just about 6:50 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now. A look into a healthier you, only minutes away, coming up on News Radio 92.3.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you
can prevent wildfires.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants to spend every day at Play and Stay Pet Daycare while I'm at work. Good thing I can translate doggy. What's that? They're the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian? That's right. She says they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where she loves to play with her friends. Where are they located? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is located at 4220 Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Okay, come on, let's go. Good girl.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Drama in Santa Rosa County as Kerry Smith gets called a liar and then says, yeah, I did lie to you, unintentionally, about the dead-end road at Ibis being connected to a subdivision that's in development. Should we spend $25 million to put AstroTurf on the John R. Jones facility on 9 Mile? Is that a reasonable investment, or is that way too much money for turf nobody wants? And Pensacola Police Chief Eric Randall joined the show. You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, before we jump into the health news here, I want to remind you over on 12th Avenue, St. Christopher's Thursday Night Concert Series is underway. Modern El Dorado's on the stage right now. New blood tests to help detect a serious illness. Here's something for your consideration. Lisa Brady's in.
This is House Call for Health. There's a new blood test that detects the pathology of Alzheimer's disease. Research scientist Sonia Laula has been working with the team at ARUP Laboratories to offer a test that detects Alzheimer's disease pathology that excludes invasive features.
A lot of people don't want to go to the doctor and have to give a spinal tap to have a sample that is sent to the laboratory.
With the newly launched p-tau 217 blood test,
they can just go and get a simple blood draw and have that sent in.
It makes seeing the signs potentially much simpler. The test is designed for those ages 60 and older. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And birth rates in the United States are at a near record low. New data released by the CDC says about 3.6 million babies were born in the U.S. last year. That's a 1% increase from 2023, which saw an all-time low birth rate in the U.S. The Trump administration has been considering new policies to encourage women to have more children, including giving $5,000 in cash to each woman who gives birth. When asked about it by reporters this week, President Trump said the proposal sounded like a good idea to him.
And that's another thing that the Democrats are kind of disputing. They're saying it's a racist move. Worker trial still trying to.
We'll just let that claim sit on its own.
We're still trying to figure that one out. More young people are dying from colorectal cancer, and medical researchers are investigating exactly why this is happening. Jonathan Seary has a report.
Colorectal cancer now kills more than 3,700 young adults in the U.S. each year. It threatens to become the leading cause of cancer-related death in people under 50 by the end of the decade, unless researchers can solve the medical mystery behind the trend. A peer-reviewed study published in the journal Nature finds that many of these younger patients experience DNA damage in early childhood from a bacterial toxin called colibactin. Outside the study, oncologists have long warned of links between cancer and environmental factors such as obesity and ultra-processed foods.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, one last quick check of the roads and weather here. Not too much going on the roads. We've been keeping you updated on a problem on Highway 98. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Bower Road. There was an accident reported there earlier this afternoon causing some heavy congestion. While congestion is still present, it has heavily decreased, though, so hopefully that shouldn't hold you up for much longer. As for the weather, we're sitting at 78 degrees. It's going to be a low of 67 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be partly cloudy, high of 81 and a low of 65.
Here's today's pop culture news.
And if you laugh about this story, it's okay. We understand the brand name for a failed music fest up for sale. Monica DeLuca has the story.
Fire owner and convicted con artist Billy McFarland releasing a statement online. After 2 years of rebuilding Fire with honesty, creativity, and relentless effort, it's time to pass the torch. McFarland was released from federal prison in May 2022. After serving 4 years for defrauding investors and committing wire fraud in the disastrous 2017 Fire Festival, which had been branded as a luxury musical extravaganza with gourmet dining, but ended up actually being a bunch of FEMA tents and a menu of cheese sandwiches. McFarland also announced a Fire Festival 2, which never happened. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
I would love to know who is still busting their humps to go to that, make that dream happen. All right, Chris, a show that you have referenced before, Hee Haw, correct?
I love Junior Samples.
All righty. Well, Lulu Roman.
I love Lulu Roman.
I was about to say, if you're familiar with them.
Sure I am.
Yeah, they were an original cast member on the country music and comedy show. Well, they have passed away.
Oh.
Roman was known for a number of popular sketches on the long-running show, including the Colhanes? Truck Stop and the Jug Band. A drug arrest in the early 70s got her kicked off the show for 2 years, but she converted to Christianity, and in addition to comedy, she became an award-winning gospel singer. She was born Bertha Louise Hable, and she was inducted into the Country Gospel Music Hall of Fame in 1999. She was 78 years old.
I love that series. And she used to have a fake blackout tooth.
A missing tooth, yeah.
Exactly. She was very talented. I enjoyed her. Hey, despite promises that it had enough product for the June 5th release, well, Nintendo is walking that statement back today. Here's the details.
So much for having enough Nintendo Switch 2 consoles ready for pre-orders. Fans complaining of long wait times, error messages, and website problems. Pre-orders through the official Nintendo site with a message saying, quote, due to the very high demand, we will be working diligently to fulfill orders as product becomes available. But delivery by June 5th is not guaranteed. And we'll confirm your shipping date upon purchase. But other retailers were highlighted by the House of Mario, urging fans to visit one of the participating stores, like Best Buy or GameStop. Nintendo had required pre-orders from longtime users of the Nintendo Switch 1 with at least 50 gameplay hours and have a Nintendo Switch Online subscription active for at least 12 months. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
And New Orleans Jazz Fest starts today, and as always, there are some big names taking the stage. The 10-day event will feature headlining acts like Pearl Jam, Luke Combs, and Lil Wayne. Also scheduled are the Dave Matthews Band, Lenny Kravitz, Casey Musgraves, John Fogerty, Cage the Elephant, Gladys Knight, Patti LaBelle, and lots more. I think I've heard of every single one of those acts. Tickets are available online at nojazzfest.com, with Louisiana residents getting discounted rates.
Okay, watch where you park if you're going. It's in Gentilly. Mm-hmm. Don't park in the, please. I'm begging you not to park in the lawns. You will not like it. People don't like them. You parking in their front lawns for
some. They're just sharing the misery.
Absolutely. Okay, the psychological thriller You is back, and Michelle Pollino is more on this trending story today.
You, starring Penn Badgley as Joe Goldberg, returns to Netflix for a fifth and final season. The psychological stalker thriller sees Joe back in New York to enjoy his happily ever after until his perfect life is threatened by the ghosts of his past and his own dark desires.
There isn't a line I wouldn't cross to protect this family.
No, you want us to kill everyone who's suspicious of us for the rest of our lives.
Is that so wrong? If it's for the right reasons.
The final season picks up after Joe and Kate left London. She has her dream job, and he is dubbed her Prince Charming by the press until his misadventures catch up with him. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Okay, don't forget this weekend, Floribama, it is the mullet toss. Tomorrow night, big screen on the Bayou returns over at Bayview Park. And tonight, underway at this very moment over at St. Christopher's Church on 12th Avenue, the Modern Eldorados are on stage. So
nice.
Have a great evening. Austin, Chris Bryan, we'll see you tomorrow at 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.